A historic mission on the South Coast is getting an incredible gift today. A couple is donating a $1 million reproduction of one of Michelangelo's most famous works, the Pietà at St. Peter's Basilica, to Mission San Buenaventura.
The masterpiece that he created in 1498 is Our Lady, the Virgin Mother, receiving the body of Christ, the incarnate Son of God, as he comes down off the cross. The mother is cradling her son's lifeless body. That's the statue that Michelangelo created that is now in the Vatican.
Father Tom Elowat is the mission's pastor. The sculpture was badly damaged in 1972 and was restored. The project was very controversial at the time. A mold was made and the Vatican authorized some reproductions.
To raise money for the Vatican Observatory and also to place this artwork around the world because most people cannot travel to Rome. They're full-size, identical replicas. Michelangelo used a quarry of Carrara marble in Italy. And so from that same quarry, Carrara marble is still brought up. It's pulverized, added with resins, poured into the mold, and then polished. And so it is as an exact replica as one could possibly have.
2 years ago, the mission was offered the opportunity to buy one of the reproductions. The father loved the idea, but he says when they learned the price, they realized that not only didn't the mission have the money, if it did, it would be better used for humanitarian efforts like helping those in need.
When they told me what it cost, I said, we're not in a position to raise money, nor would we raise money for that. We would do it for other services to help the needy and things like that.
Several months ago, the pastor had the chance to talk to some of the art dealers again. He told them if a donor could be found, the mission would be proud to be home to one of the reproductions.
Working with them in the last few months, they put me in contact with a donor, Brad Hansen, Brad and Jacqueline Hansen of Arizona, so that it did not interfere with the donors and opportunities here at the mission or in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And this gentleman, who believes in placing a sacred artwork around the world, decided to place the piece here at the mission.
What makes the gift even more incredible is the fact that the donors have never even visited the mission before. They're coming for a July 8th dedication.
It's an incredible gift from someone that I've only corresponded with electronically, but I'll meet him in person. He's going to be here, and his wife will be here on July 8th, but it's an extraordinary gift.
The mission has been busy preparing an area which was the baptistry, which will be the new home for the more than 6-foot-high, 600-pound artwork which arrives today.
The space has been redecorated by local artists, so it's painted a very dark blue. Artist M.B. Hanrahan created a wall that looks like it's hanging drapes. She also wrote a prayer in English and Spanish. And then we also had a stained glass commissioned by a local artist, Belgar Melrick. We opened up the walls and created niches for relics. Relics are bone chips of certain saints, all in this room that is now called the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows.
Father Elowat says the art fits in with the mission's multiple roles as a place of worship, a part of the state's history, and home for art.
It's a place of pilgrimage, it's a place of worship, it's also a place of tourism, and of course it's the history of California, our mission being the ninth in the 21 chain and the last personally founded by St. Junipero Serra before he died. Lance, I've only placed this on our Facebook a few weeks ago that we're receiving it. And if you could see the people that have written and said, oh, I have seen it before, and I can't wait to see it here. It means so much to me spiritually. Others who have never seen it have said, oh my gosh, an opportunity to see it.
The work will go on public display for the first time on Sunday, July 8th, with the dedication and unveiling service. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.